Is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's just a matter of time before he finally tells himself, today's the day. Gentlemen, strap in. This article is absolutely insane. Now, this article was sent to me by Neo the Outflanker, and it was published on the 7th of July. Mexico man, offline's wife, makes tacos out of her brain and uses her skull for an ashtray. Gentlemen, you heard me correctly. We have a case of outright cannibalism. He took eating his wife out to a whole new level. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A man has been arrested in Mexico for the most gory of crimes. The self-proclaimed quote-unquote devil worshiper allegedly ate his wife's brain in tacos and subsequently went on to use her skull as an ashtray. Yeah, we have us the Mexican Ed Gein. And if you don't know who he was the real life inspiration for the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. The victim's family claimed the man was a drink and drug addict and was often violent toward his wife. As per a report in Mirror, the 32-year-old man, identified as Alvaro, was nabbed from the couple's home in Puebla on July 2nd. Alvaro, a builder by profession, was subsequently arrested for terminating his wife, Maria Montserrat Animas Montiel, who incidentally is a mother of five, on June 29th. The man was reportedly under the influence of prohibited substances while carrying out the horrifying act. One has to ask a question. Was this guy a drink and drug addict before he got married? Or is that something that happened during the marriage? See, once again, gentlemen, you have to ask the questions and get to the story behind what the media puts out. Devil ordered him to commit the crime. During questioning, the man allegedly told officers that Santa Muerte, or Our Lady of Holy Death, and the devil himself ordered him to commit the crime. Man, don't you love it when people say, the devil made me do it. If I was the devil, I'd be one pissed off entity. How much shit over the years, if not the centuries, has been blamed on this nameless, faceless entity? Just saying. After he offlined his wife, the man allegedly dismembered the victim and placed her body parts in plastic bags. While he threw some of the parts into a ravine behind the home, he kept the rest inside the property. Ate wife's brain. As per sources with knowledge of the matter, Alvaro confessed to eating part of his wife's brain in tacos and using part of her shattered skull as an ashtray. Man, talk about getting brain from the wife. I know I ain't shit, but I can find humor in any dark scenario. The man confessed to termination. What makes the case even more interesting is that 2 days after offlining his wife, he called one of his stepdaughters to confess his crime. Well, that makes an even more interesting bit of information. So it sounds like he married a single mother. That right there, gentlemen, could be a grand piece of evidence as to what probably drove him to become a drunk and drug addict. Just my speculation. Just my speculation. A local media quoted the victim's mother saying Alvaro told one of her daughters to come and collect the woman whom he had already offlined and put her in bags. The man confessed to offlining her, cutting her into pieces, and also said she did not suffer. Now that right there is a very piece of good information right there. She didn't suffer, and he shattered her skull. So they never said how he actually terminated her, but with those two pieces of evidence, I'm pretty sure we can piece together what went down in that home. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, obviously went down in the home, gotta give it a 10. Method of execution. While they did not specifically say how he did it, you can take the two pieces of evidence, the fact he said she didn't suffer, and the fact that he used her shattered skull as an ashtray, you can come to the conclusion that that was definitely a blunt force beat down. So I got to give that a 20. Psychological impact. The fact that he said he literally ate her brains. Gentlemen, this is the first confirmed cannibal that I've done insofar as this series. Now, the story that I did over in China, where they cooked that model, they never said specifically that they actually consumed any part of her. Unlike this case, they made sure to let you know, yes, this guy did consume parts of his wife's brain. So with that, I got to give this one a straight up 30. And of course, for the brutality factor, I got to give this a 20 as well. So Alvaro, the animal cannibal, gets a score of 80. Wow, gentlemen, just wow. When I said things were going to go off the rail and men were going to snap in 2023, I did not expect a cannibal situation. However, once again, we have to look at the true savage nature of us men and what can set that savagery off. Just wow. But once again, this should be a crystal clear message to all you women out there who think that you're quote unquote strong and you can do anything that a man can do. Ladies, once you remove those quote unquote shields that you hide behind called the law, civil society, when things go back to the wild, guess what? There will be no one to help you. We've seen far too many TV shows, Bear Grylls' The Island. You can see many shows on YouTube where they put women in nature, and guess what? They damn near die every time. But, like I said, once you remove civility from society and people revert back to their animal instincts, guess what, ladies? The idea that, you know, trying to throw a little poon is going to save you? Oh, no, 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 no. Nope, nope, nope. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article if you desire. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world, you need to understand this. The power you think you have is definitely going out. Feminism is going out right along with it. And like we've constantly said here in these spaces, once society truly breaks down, ladies, there will be no one there to save you. The simps, the white knights, trust and believe, they're going to be the first ones that might actually turn on you. Why? Because let's be crystal clear about something. The only reason why so many simps and white knights actually do try to quote unquote step up is because we live in a civil society and they think that's going to get them what they desire, which is, let's just be honest, sex. Once society breaks down, guess what? Hate to say this, but I don't hate to say this. There will be roving bands of guys, and guess what? They're going to be on the take. Yeah, they're going to be on the take for booty in more ways than one. And guess what? You'll be given a choice. Submission, termination. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.